The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله And dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel once again we say marhaba Welcome to our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, we'll be talking about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla and their passion towards the call of righteousness. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to learn many madani pools from these following narrations. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we heard about Sahaba Ikram, Ali Midwan, we heard about Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're also going to hear many stories about our awliya Ikram, our buzugan al-deen, mashallah, our pious ancestors. And their passion for Neki Ki Dawat. First and foremost, let us hear a beautiful Hadith Mubarakah in which mine and yours and the Universal Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Niyatul Mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. So, views of Madani channel, let us make some good intentions. That whatever we're going to learn here, we become practical upon it, and inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, we pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah. My dear Islamic brothers and views of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today's silsila we are talking about the call towards righteousness, Neki Ki Dawat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this is the beautiful sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from different time to different ummahs, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, they came on the earth, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, with that passion and with that duty of inviting people towards goodness and to stop them from badness. And informing them about the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So different ummahs, different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been to different ummahs, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, and undoubtedly our minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam brought this message of call towards righteousness, neki ki dawat, the importance of inviting people towards goodness and to stop them from badness. He brought us this message, and mashallah azza wa jalla, today alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, after 1440 years, mashallah azza wa jalla, this Neki Ki Dawat, invitation towards goodness, is continuing inshallah azza wa jalla, and will continue right up until the day of Qiyamah inshallah azza wa jalla. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And let there be such a group amongst you who invites towards goodness and commands what is good and forbids what is evil. It is they who are the successful ones. These numbers and views of Madani channel. There are groups of individuals out there, means people out there, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in different forms, in different groups, mashallah, they are inviting people towards goodness and they are stopping them from badness. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we are the ummah of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and mashallah azza wa jalla, from amongst this ummah, there are those pious person and personalities who we call the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah azza wa jalla. They also do this great duty. So inshallah azza wa jalla, today silsila will be discussing about this specific topic inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. The beloved servants of Allah azza wa jalla, they always convey the call towards righteousness in a unique way. Each one has a speciality. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, the awliya Allah, they do it in a unique way. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great wali of Allah azza wa jalla, very pious personality of his time. Once a rich person invited him for a meal. So eventually Sayyidina Hatim asked him, rahmatullah alayhi, said, if you agree to three conditions, then I will join you for the meal. Number one, I will sit where I want to. Number two, I will eat whatever I want to. And number three, you will have to do whatever I say. The rich man is happy. Here's the Madani channel. If the biggest wali of the time is coming to us for a dinner and he tells you, I got some conditions, you will say, yes, sir, no problem. Whatever conditions it is, we want you to be there. Your presence is blessed. People will gain barakah. People will get blessings. People will get faizan. People will get Madani pools. So you are not worried. You want him to come. No matter what conditions you have, inshallah, Zawajal, you come. So Sayyidina Hatim asked him, Rahmatullah, told him these three conditions. And when the day came, large people and a group of people gathered. They came to meet the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They came to hug the Wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They wanted to be in his company because everywhere the news traveled. And Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah Ali, Hatim Asim Rahmatullah is going to be present in the function. So they cooked a delicious meal. The best of the meals was cooked. And at the set time, Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah, he came. And when he came, everybody started to look at him. When he came, subhanAllah, immediately he sat on the shoes. Yes, views of Money Channel. He sat on the shoes. And when he sat on the shoes, people were shocked. The host was about to go forward to say, Ya Sayyidi, what are you doing? But he remembered the first condition. I will sit where I want to. He said, okay. He's a fakir. He's a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He will sit where he wants to sit. But still he will come inside and give us some Madani pools. And we'll get some faizan from this personality. So the host could not say anything. Sayyidina Hatim asked him, Rahmatullahi, had already set the condition. After some while, food was served. Beautiful. Delicious. Delicious food was served. And people started eating the food. Everybody started eating the food. And when they looked at the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he took out a dry piece of bread from his pocket. Big piece of bread from his pocket, dry piece of bread from his pocket. It was in a bag, and he opened up the bag, he took out the bread from the pocket, and he started eating. Allahu Akbar. When people looked at Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the people were shocked. They wanted to go forward. The host wanted to go forward. But I remember that Hatim Asim said, I will eat what I want to eat. After the function is completed, Sayyidina Hatim Asim, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he said, okay, O my host, bring me a stove and a pan and place it over the hot stove. So the person brought a stove and he made the stove hot and he took the pan and he put it onto the stove and the host was ordered and he did so. And after a little while, the pan became extremely hot, red hot. Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then said, he went on barefoot and he stood onto the stove. And when he stood on the stove, he started announcing, today I ate a dry piece of bread. Oh people, today I ate a dry piece of bread. After that, saying that, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi, he stepped off the pan and he said to the people, now all of you, one by one, step onto the pan and give an account of what you have eaten just now. People were going crazy. People started screaming. So what is going on? Ya Sayyidi, how is it possible? Oh, our master, you are the wali of Allah. You are the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How is it possible for us to go and stand on a red hot pan? It is your karamat, it is your miracle, Ya Sayyidi. No, we can't do it. How could we put our delicate feet on a hot pan like this? Listening to this, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah, they said, oh people, remember the day when the sun will be one and a quarter mile above our heads. Today, the sun is billions and billions of miles away with its back towards us. Whereas where its front will be towards us on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, the ground will be like hot fire. Imagine that day. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, after discussing this, Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he starts to read a part of the verse from Surah At-Takasur. He says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Translation from Qanzul Iman. Then on that day, you will be surely questioned about the regarding the bounties of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah says, if you cannot account for only one meal standing on this pot, hot pot of the world, which has been made heat by the fire of this world, which miracle you will have tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah to account for the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla, your entire life standing over the blazing ground, red hot ground made of copper on the day of Qiyamah. When the people listen to this speech and this neki ki dawat and this call towards righteousness of this great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah, everybody started to cry. My dear Islam brethren and views of Madani Channel, think about this person and personality. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What an example the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they set for us, my dear Islam viewers of Madani Channel. These are the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah. What about Sayyidina Sheikh Abul Qasim Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali? Everybody talks about this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, and his call towards righteousness and his neki ki dawat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, his style of neki ki dawat is a unique one. One day a personality comes in the court of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, and he wants to stay in the company of a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, so much so that he heard so much of karamat, so much of miracles of this great person and personality, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala. So he decides that today, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I'm going to go and stay with this person and personality, and once I see all those karamat, once I see all his miracles, I'll become his murid and I will stay in his company forever. So a person came in the court of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, and he spent 3 months consecutively non-stop and lived with this person and personality, the great wali of his time, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And after 3 months, this person decides to leave. When he was going, Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says that, oh person, where are you going? He said, Ya Sayyidi, people told me about you. People told me about you. They told me that you are a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and you perform many miracles and you perform many karamat. This is why I came to you. I came to see those miracles and those karamat, and if I find them, then only I would have stayed in your company and become your murid. So Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, dear Islam and views of Madani Channel, look at the wisdom of the awliya Allah. Look at the wisdom of the person and personalities that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given knowledge of deen. What an answer he gives to him. This is for the views of Madani Channel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, you will see how, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, how the test is set up in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and how they answer with wisdom, with hikmah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala asked him, oh person, please answer me one question. In this 3 months that you stayed with me, did you see me do anything against the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? This person started thinking with him in amazement, in an awe, was shocked. He's walking, he's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's tahajjud, he's ishraq, he's chast, he's ababin, he's nawafil, he's still out of Quran. He started looking in all directions, he's neki ki dawat, he's in fadi koshish, looking in all directions. He said, Ya Sayyidi, indeed, I have never seen you done anything against the sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I have never seen you do anything against the Quran and the Sharia. So Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah says, is that not a karamat enough for you to see? This person, he fell at the feet of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala. And after falling at the feet of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah, he asked for forgiveness, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he became a very close murid of and student of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala. These are the wisdoms Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants them, that unique way of neki ki dawat, of infinite koshish. He never just told him, okay, you never saw a miracle, okay, just leave, go. Leave the place and go. No, views of Madani Channel. This is the hikmah, the wisdom of the awliya Allah. They always find an answer by the special grace and mercy of Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala instills in their heart a special kashf, a special insight. SubhanAllah, he knows when to answer and what to answer. Now we hear another narration about this great person and personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, says, my spiritual guide, Sayyidina Sari Sakti, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, used to advise me, he used to tell me that, oh Junaid, Rahmatullahi, start delivering the speeches, start giving the talks, start giving the dars. But he said, I lacked the courage. And one day, I had a dream. It was a day of Jum'ah, a night of Jum'ah. I was asleep. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in my dream, Alhamdulillah, I struck my luck. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I was beholding the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream. And the beloved Rasul alayhi salam said, oh Junaid, advise people, start advising people. Invite people, call them towards righteousness. Invite them towards nekiki dawat. After I woke up, I immediately presented myself in the court of my bright-hearted spiritual guide, Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakhti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, even without waiting for him for the morning, before I said anything. He himself said, whilst having the news of the unseen, these are those personalities, my dear friend, brother. Alhamdulillah, even Hazrat Sayyidina Sari Sakhti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he had that kash, he had that inner insight of spiritual knowledge. Allah Ta'ala granted them, mashallah, he said, you do not rely on what I said. When I told you, you do not listen. Murshid is talking to the murid. Sari Sakhti Rahmatullah is talking to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah. He says, when I told you, you do not listen. But subhanAllah, when mine's and yours, and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam ordered you, oh Junaid, now is the time for you to follow. From the very same morning, Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah, he started delivering speech at the Jamia Masjid. The news started to spread around in the whole Baghdad Sharif. All the people started hearing about this great news that Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala started delivering his speeches and giving his classes. So one day, a young man, he stood up in the gathering and he wanted to test this Wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He wanted to know exactly what this person is. Is he really a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Is he really that type of person and personality where he's giving so much of talk about the call of righteousness? Let me put him to the test. He says, Oh Junaid, ya Sheikh, please tell me, is it true that your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, fear from the firasa of mu'min because he sees with the nur of Allah? Listening to this question, my dear stand within minds and yours and universal Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, after hearing this question from this person and personality, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he lowered his gaze, and after lowering his gaze, subhanAllah, after some moments, he lifted up his head and he said, while telling the news of the ghayb from the unseen, he said, oh young man, you are a Christian, it's time now for you to become a Muslim. Embrace Islam. SubhanAllah, when this person heard this thing, he was shocked, he was amazed. That look at this person and personality. I am talking about this narration of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, that where the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam is mentioned, fear from the firasa of the mu'min, fear from the eyesight of the mu'min, because he sees with the nur of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I was testing him. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he looked directly into my heart. This question, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, immediately after seeing this miracle of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi, in his form of Nekiki Dawat, in his unique form, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, the young man who was really a Christian, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he recited the Kalima, and he, on the hand of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and he got the wealth of Iman. Views of Madani Channel. I'm sure you must be perturbed, you must be perplexed that look at this person and personality. We always talk about him, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, how he used to do his Nekiki Dawat, how he used to do his Infari Koshis, his Mulaqat, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, how he used to call the people towards righteousness, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. From two narrations already, I discussed about this person and personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, indeed, he grants the knowledge of unseen to the awliya Allah. Peace, Islam, brethren, and views of Madani Channel. Our pious ancestors, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they do Nekiki Dawat, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. As you heard from all these, Alhamdulillah, Buzurgan Adeen, our pious ancestors,
how they did Nekiki Dawud in a unique way.
Calls of righteousness are happening from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Calls of righteousness are happening by Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan. Call towards righteousness is happening by Taba'in, Taba'in. Call of righteousness is happening by minds and yours and the universal Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Al-Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Call of righteousness is happening by all our pious person and personalities, our Ulama Ikram, our Murshid, our Piro Murshid, our spiritual guides. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Call of righteousness, MashaAllah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is also taking place from the Qabr Mubarak of the Awliya Allah. Be proud. Yes, become proud. Have some pride that I'm connected to the Awliya Allah. I am one of those person and personalities, no matter which part of the world I am, north, south, east or west. Awliya are from the best. Nowhere, no matter where you are. You are Ashiki Awliya. You are connected to Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated in his book Kimiya Sa'adat. He said one should look for such a person whose company and conversation makes him uninterested in the world. Talking about company, because from this narration we spoke about bad company. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says keep in those company where you don't get interested in the dunya, in the world. Developing interest only in the hereafter. Keep that company. We deliver only interest in the hereafter. One whose conversation does not produce such an effect will not be considered to be having a gathering of knowledge. It is narrated to attend a gathering of Islamic knowledge is preferable to offering 1,000 Nafil Salah. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these are the Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal puts tests upon them when they're on the dunya, when they're on the earth. When they are walking on the physically on the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them lots of tests. And mashallah Azza wa Jal, they pass those tests. This is why they have such high status in Jannah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, people seen in the khab, in the dreams, that they are reading, teaching Hadith Mubarak and this reading Hadith Mubarak in the fourth stages of Jannah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, these kind of views of Madani channel, keep us always at the feet of Awliya Allah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is the movement of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is inculcating this lifestyle about the love of the friends of Allah, their education, their knowledge, their istiqamah, their salah, their ishq al-Nabi, their Quran, of the ishq of Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan. So keep connected to Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, wherever you are in the world, a simple method for you. Methodology very simple. By the press of a button, you put on your TV. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you see Madani channel all the time. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani channel is broadcasting those programs that are there to enlighten, to illuminate your heart with the love of Allah, His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, and the Awliya Allah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Mujahid Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah.